My name's Claire. This is a podcast. Yeah, party.
And today I'm going to give you some tips on how to make your morning absolutely, totally, and entirely fantastic. I hope you'll try these tips out yourself and be all like, whoa, she changed my life. And I'll be all like, yeah, you're right. It's fine. Whatever. No big deal. But anyways, that's besides the point. So let's get on with it. Okie dokie. So the main question here is like, why is it important to have a good morning? Why can't I just like go to school or work or whatever? Well, actually, your morning totally is like a huge deal. So like A, it sets the mood for your day. B, it determines how you're gonna function throughout the rest of the day. And C, people don't like grouches, so we're gonna make sure you aren't one. How are you gonna accomplish this, you may ask? Well, by following your very own morning routine. Ding ding. Yeah, okay. So I know what you're thinking. Crap. Well, you know what? If you wanna call life-changing habits crap, then that's your own problem, not mine. Sorry. Anyways, so here is my own personal morning schedule that I found works for me. I wake up at 5:45. I stay in my PJs and walk downstairs to my kitchen where I eat my dimly lit breakfast, which I have dimly lit because, you know, you just gotta set the mood, whatever works for you. I usually have cereal because it's a food and a drink and you're really thirsty when you wake up, so yeah. After that, I go upstairs, I study a religious book for 15 minutes, then I do my hair and makeup, get dressed, then brush and floss my teeth, which, might I add, side note, flossing is so important, do it daily, please. Prevent gingivitis. Okay, sorry. And then after that, I go back downstairs, make my lunch, and then I end up with 25 minutes of free time. So I'm not saying that that's the only correct way for your morning routine to go. It's all unique for each person and their likes and dislikes. This is just the routine that I found was most effective for me. So I will, however, share some tips that might be of interest to you, so listen up. So first of all, this is probably the main points of your day. It's the make or break part of your morning. It's waking up. Yeah. So how can we improve it? Well, first of all, you're gonna have to go to bed earlier. That's right. It seems impossible. Homework, friends, family, everything, I know, but it does. But I thought the same thing until I made it a habit. You just need to really, yeah, just set an alarm on your phone and it'll tell you to go to bed earlier, and try it for 2 weeks and it's gonna be awesome for you. And tip number two is wake up earlier. Go to bed earlier, wake up earlier, where really most people these days are going to bed late and waking up late. But we need to change that. Wake up earlier, and even though it's not for you, which it's not really for anyone, nobody really likes to wake up early, except for me. I like it. But you need to go to bed earlier to be able to wake up earlier. It's kind of like a it comes in a package deal, okay? They're not for individual sale. Waking up earlier, it gives you like your first sense of accomplishment for that day. So don't hit snooze. When the alarm goes off, you get up. No question about it. It's a perfect way to start your day. See? More time to get ready, less rush, free time. It's amazing. I know from experience that if you stick with it, you're going to function better throughout the day and feel a lot happier. You're going to be able to handle all the crap that your teachers give you and stuff like that. Okay, my third tip would be cold water. When you get up, just go straight to the sink and splash cold water in your face, because it's just like, ugh, wake up call, whoa. Ugh. Yeah, but it feels really good, I promise. Okay, so the next thing I'm going to talk about is breakfast. A good day starts with a good breakfast. You know, teachers always tell you that, but I guess, whatever. It's probably true. I mean, yeah. Because hangry people suck. So anyways, you gotta eat your breakfast. I eat cereal because you're dehydrated when you wake up, and cereal is a food and drink. If that's not for you though, here's some quick and easy breakfast. Yogurt parfaits. Cold, fruity, crunchy, practically perfect. Toast and butter, which is a plain classic. Never gets old. Eggo waffles. Enough said, okay? Oatmeal. Comforting way to start a cold morning because, you know, winter time and, yeah. And I guess if you're like one of those, a banana person, you just eat a banana, I guess that's your thing, go for it. Slap some peanut butter on there, maybe a few chocolate chips, you can make it a fiesta. Anyways, okay. But breakfast is important, so make sure it's a priority, because, again, hangry people are heathens. They suck. Anyways, moving on. My next topic is going to be mostly directed to girls, but you guys can listen too. It's getting dressed. Girls especially, we have a hard time with self-esteem. Like, a lot. Really hard time. Like, with how we look and everything. Having experience with this, I've come up with a couple tips for event morning meltdowns. Tip number one, have one or two emergency outfits. They're outfits that kind of, they look good on you, and it's just kind of like your go-to thing, you know, and you just feel good in them. So just have those ready, because they've definitely saved me a couple times. My second tip is going to be, the morning is not a time to experiment with new hairstyles. It's just a fact, because that is not a good idea. Anyways, it's just a recipe for a really big meltdown. Anyways, my third tip is less is more when it comes to makeup, because literally, guys, you're not going to the red carpet. It's school. You don't need to waste your time on that. So, I mean, you can put some on, but I wouldn't spend so much time on your makeup. My fourth one is don't look in the mirror for too long. Take a glance. If you like it, move on. If you keep staring your stuff down in the mirror, you start to pick out tiny little things that you're going to find yourself changing again. Anyways, it's a mind game, so beat it, okay? Okay, so my next thing I'm going to talk about is how do successful people start their day. So we're going to start with Mark Twain, okay? So he says, eat a live frog first thing in the morning and nothing worse will happen to you for the rest of the day. I'm not kidding. That is lit. That's a quote from Mark Twain. So in other words, get big work done early. So that way it's a good thing to remember so that you aren't dreading hard jobs. Get them done first and move on with your day. The next one is Steve Jobs. Big deal, you know. He says, if today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I am about to do today? That's just a question he says he asks himself every morning. And in other words, do what matters and do what's important. Don't worry about things that you can't change or control. It's a good thing to ask yourself in the mornings before you start your day. My next one is by Kenneth Chenow. Yeah, Kenneth Chenow. He advises that every night come up with three things you want to accomplish for the next day. This way, you feel motivated. You have a purpose when you wake up in the morning. I think it's a really good way to be able to know, like, what's going on that next day. Anyways, this next one is by Ben Franklin. He's the last one. It's really short, but really powerful. He just says, what good will I do today? If you ask yourself that every morning, doing good results in happiness, and we all want that. So, simply said, just, yeah. Anyway, so I'm just going to review, because that's a lot of info. So I'm going to we'll go over everything, okay? So here's all my tips. Ready? Go to bed earlier. Wake up earlier. Don't hit snooze. Splash your face with cold water. Eat a good breakfast. Examples, cereal, yogurt parfait, toast and butter, Eggo waffles, oatmeal, banana with peanut butter, or whatever floats your boat. Have emergency outfits. Don't experiment with hairstyles in the morning. Less is more when it comes to makeup. Don't look in the mirror for too long. Get big work done early. Do what matters and do what's important. Come up with three things you want to accomplish that day and do some good. So I really hope you enjoyed these and you're gonna actually try these out, because I promise you, your morning is really important, because that's just really how the rest of your day is going to go. If you have a crappy morning, it's going to set you up for a crappy day. So we got to make sure our mornings are good and ready to go, ready to help us take on this really challenging life. So hopefully you will find a difference when you try this stuff out. And thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this. And see you later. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.